Hey friends, it's me. Today's guest host is Moxie LaBouche, a former burlesque dancer. A former burlesque dancer and producer who has turned her creative powers toward podcasting as a way to vent the wealth of useless information that clogs up her brain. We know what that's like here, don't we? She's the host of This Is Your Brain on Facts, a great podcast which I will link to on social today. Also, it has a very dope logo. So, handing the mic over to you, Moxie.
The Joker is the clown prince of crime in Gotham City, which is fitting, since Gotham is a city of fools. Not Batman's Gotham, but Gotham, the English village that originally bore the name and a reputation that could favorably be called mixed. One account holds that King John, the villainous usurper from the legend of Robin Hood, planned to travel through Gotham on his way to nearby Nottingham. Any road the king traveled would become a public highway, and the villagers didn't want that, in part because they would be taxed to pay for it. So they hatched a plan to feign madness. It was believed at the time that madness was contagious. If they really sold it, maybe the king would stay away. And sell it they did. Some men built a fence around a bush to prevent a cuckoo bird from escaping. When the bird flew away, they made the fence higher. Others were seen trying to drown an eel in a pond. Their ruse worked. The villagers were dubbed the Wise Men of Gotham, and the king stayed far away. Tales of their remarkable foolishness spread, and were collected in various books, including The Merry Tales of the Mad Men of Gotham, published in 1565. American author Washington Irving, best known for the Tales of Sleepy Hollow, became aware of these stories and was the first person to link Gotham in England to New York in the U.S. He repeatedly mocked Manhattan by referring to it as Gotham in satirical writings in 1807. The nickname stuck, with many local businesses adopting the moniker. It wouldn't be the last time that Irving made an impact on American history. His writings gave us the phrase, the almighty dollar, and his character of Diedrich Knickerbocker is where the New York Knicks derive their name. He also twisted our history a bit. He's responsible for school children being taught that the Spanish believed the Earth was flat until Columbus proved otherwise, when in fact people had accepted the Earth's spherical reality for centuries, and Columbus was trying to prove that it was smaller than everyone else said it was, and shaped like a pear. It's analogous to Longfellow's poem that left us thinking of Paul Revere as a lone hero in alerting colonial troops of the British forces, even though numerous other writers were involved. Or Robert Louis Stevenson giving us everything we think we know about pirates in his book Treasure Island. But circling back to Gotham and New York, it was the popularity of the name Gotham with business owners that led to it being used as the Big Apple copycat of the Caped Crusader. Detective Comics writer Bill Finger literally flipped through the phone book to find inspiration for a name and spotted the listing for Gotham Jewelers. If you enjoyed this interlude into things you didn't know, things you thought you knew, and things you never knew, I hope you'll check out my podcast, Your Brain on Facts, available on all platforms or at yourbrainonfacts.com. My name's Moxie. And thanks for spending part of your day with me.
Let me Google that.
Hey friends, it's your host Abby. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Here are a couple of things before you go. If you're listening in the Anchor app and you'd like to hear more episodes, go ahead and scroll back through them. I've been doing this show for over a year, pretty much every day, and so I think there are a couple hundred of them now, and they cover everything from bioluminescent sea critters to the Kentucky meat shower. And you can also favorite Let Me Google That right here in the app so you never miss a new episode. You can also listen, or you might already be listening, in several other locations. Visit anchor.fm/letmegooglethat to stream online, or find the show basically anywhere podcasts live, like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Podbean, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, TuneIn, and Spotify. Also, if you're listening in the app, that means you can send in an audio message, which is a very cool way of telling me something. Share a fun fact, suggest something for my next late night weird Googling session, or just say hello. You can also record a "you're listening to" bumper for the show if you would like, and I love it when you do. Speaking of, the outro for Let Me Google That was recorded by Maine musician Alex Wilder. And you know what? He's got an EP that you can buy right now. Visit pushfarther.com to learn more. If you want to know more about me, well, here's the short version. I'm a science writer, and I'm actively looking for work because I got laid off in March. But I also published my first book in March, Ask Me About My Uterus, A Quest to Make Doctors Believe in Women's Pain. It's kind of cool. The New York Times didn't hate it, and several other places also didn't hate it, and lots of people seem to be really enjoying it. You might too. It's available as a real book, which you can buy in bookstores or online, or get at your local library, or ask your local library to get. It's also available as an ebook and even an audiobook, which is narrated by me and sadly not Emma Thompson. If you want to know more about that, head on over to www.abbynormanwriter.com for more, and also feel free to follow me and say hi on social. I'm at Abby M. Norman on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I post fun extras about the show, updates on book stuff, glimpses of life on the coast of Maine, X-Files memes, science art, weird selfies, and a distressing number of posts lamenting the fact that I did not grow up to be Anne Bancroft. This podcast is made possible by Anchor and those weird gummy vitamins I ate this morning.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.